I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Chapter 23 is perhaps the most well-known and well-loved of the Psalms. And that's very understandable. We have to be careful, however, not to read it in isolation. One example is we need to consider Psalm 22 as we read the 23rd Psalm. As Charles Spurgeon noted, it is only after we have read, my God, why have you forsaken me, that we come to, the Lord is my shepherd. Hear now this Psalm of David, Psalm 23. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. He was forsaken by his father, and because of this, his sheep can take great comfort in Psalm 23 and in all Scripture. This psalm is about the shepherd's care for his sheep, and in turn, the sheep's delight in their shepherd. Our good shepherd provides everything necessary for temporal and eternal life. He cares for his sheep. He ministers all things to them. Jesus gives food, rest, refreshment, and pleasure to his sheep. Our Savior rescues and restores. He protects us, even in the most threatening of circumstances. Jesus prepares a lavish banquet in the presence of our enemies. And, as we read in verse 6, the Lord, who is our shepherd, maintains intimate fellowship with his sheep. How do his sheep respond to love so amazing, so divine? We have confidence, and we trust in his perfect provision. We are partakers with joy as we follow him faithfully. We obey and glorify our shepherd as we walk in the paths of righteousness that he leads us in. We shall not fear. We shall not want, for Jesus promises to never leave or forsake us. As sheep, we are welcome guests at his table, and we are showered with abundance, love, and blessing. We love our good shepherd, and we love being in his presence. His sheep delight in the intimate fellowship he provides, and we have complete assurance that this fellowship is not for a moment, not even for a very long time, but it is forever. Our shepherd calls us by name. We hear his voice. We follow King Jesus daily. Those who belong to Jesus, the good shepherd, not only speak collectively, not only say Jesus is the good shepherd, but we speak personally. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.